Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that Facebook is not the authority to prove whether something is right or wrong. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We see some of the apostles would do the same thing. It is written. It is written. And so, be able to say it is written. Now why? A busybody, when they get caught by the word of God, just like, Lord, you know, when the devil tried to tempt him in the wilderness, he said, it is written. And, you know, each temptation, each trial, each thing the devil tried to do was rebuked with, it is written. That is the battle that's going on. And the weapon that God has given us is his sword, the word of God. And so, the Bible warns against being a busybody in other men's matters. As a matter of fact, if you read the verse where that appears, it also has the word murder in there. In other words, being a busybody in other men's matters is right on the same level as busybodies. Think of that. I hear things that I hope do not come into the public forum, because it will not embarrass me. Rather, it will make the ones who is doing the gossip to appear to be just that, and also seem to be very ignorant because their information is so wrong. I've had them say, this is what you were doing. I said, why? Well, how did I do that? Well, see, I couldn't come up with anything. But yet, the accusation, I guess, was fun. I don't know. But any preacher can tell you that story. Ours is not to get angry and respond in the flesh. Ours is to use the word of God and stand on the truth. And if there is something wrong, then we admit it. Facebook, by the way, is not the authority that will prove whether something is right or wrong. Had a gentleman one time was after this other person in the church and was accusing them of an adulterous relationship. I don't know, that's pretty serious stuff. And he had proof. He said, well, I went on this one's Facebook. I found two different ladies and their Facebooks. As a matter of fact, there were three ladies all together and two of them, their Facebook, you know, and just really, I went back 4 years before that ever come up in all three cases, what was going on, and it wasn't adultery. And so two of those ladies were upset with the single man because he wouldn't even go out with them. And one lady that he had gone out with was upset that he didn't stick with her. But here's the thing. I said, okay, you want me to bring him up for church discipline? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. He needs to be brought up for the church. You know, he needs it. I said, okay. Now, you went back 4 years on these ladies. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. I said, now, I'm not on Facebook. So I says, I'm not going to go on Facebook. I don't even know how to operate it and everything. So I says, what I'm going to do, a friend of mine has a chief investigator who is in Washington, D.C., and they are the ones that get down to the information that your police departments don't get. So they will examine. I can pay to get this examined, and we will look at the past 4 years of that, each of those lives, and what they dropped in a moment. they dropped it in a moment. Now, you see, they were after the guy for whatever reason. They were just after the guy, and perhaps they're one of those ones say, you see, in our church, boy, we really discipline. Well, it's not wrong to have Bible discipline if it's scriptural, okay? But false accusation doesn't fall in that line. Now, age ladies, you're to teach the younger ladies not to be false accusers. She's looking at my husband. Learn that opinion without total facts is not an actual witness and therefore does not need to proceed from that point, and it doesn't really need to proceed from your mouth, okay? Again, a false witness should never come from your lips. Even though you think it may be true, if you're not absolutely certain, then don't do it, and then have a reason you do it. Never, never give a false witness about someone if you don't go to that someone first and get to the bottom, get their entire side of the story. I've always heard, oh, they'll get angry and they'll do this, they'll do that. That doesn't excuse doing the wrong thing. Never excuse doing the wrong thing, and you really don't know if they will get angry. And I have found that they may not like it, but they're not going to punch anybody in the nose or anything like that. And so, again, don't be that yourself and teach young ladies not to be false witnesses. A few years ago, someone told me that they had just really got into some things about a person and found out of all these things. But as it turned out, the earlier things were true, but all of that changed when the person got right with God. So, if it's right with God and the man or woman in that case was forgiven, why are you going back to bring it up? You don't do it. So again, how will it edify the church for you to do that? Don't be the one. I'm the one that told because I had the facts. I'm the one. There's some kind of a glory they think in being the one that gives out the information, that they're the one where you're going to find out everything you need to know. That is vanity. That is evil. And that is not someone that you want to be beside only except to exhort and call them back to repentance. Now, I found most of the time when I ask somebody, have you talked to the person yet about it? It stops right there. I says, can I go and say to them that you just told me all of this and then really don't need to talk about it anymore. You know what? That does have a tendency to stop. Now, again, let me just say, if you're in Christian service, whether you're a preacher or ladies, you're just living for the Lord as you ought to, you're going to have false accusation against you. You're not living to get the approval of man. You're living to get the approval of God to edify his people. One of the things that you do to build up young ladies is teach them the truth, the way of God in righteousness. They must have witnessed the act as they did here in the Bible. Do you realize that in the Bible that we see that it always takes note when there were false witnesses? In other words, they couldn't do anything based on what false witnesses said. So they noted, they made sure that everybody knew these were false witnesses. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to understand that you just don't try the accusations. You try those making the accusations as well to see if their witness is true. They make an accusation, they should be able to prove it. And elder ladies, the age ladies, make sure that you teach young ladies, never make an accusation if you don't have the actual facts to back it up and if you don't go to the person to find out whether it's true or not. Otherwise, they are false witnesses. You see, the accuser is so like the devil. You see, when one is accusing others, they are most like Satan. Even though they're Christian, they're being most like Satan. An accuser is someone with an evil spirit and does not recognize that it is. Know that, yes, a demon can't indwell your new nature, but it can influence your mind. Okay? If you don't walk in the Spirit of God, you don't walk in the Word, you can be easily led into being an accuser. If you would not want to be someone, or if you are someone, to say the same thing of your own children. I mean, do you want somebody that would make the same kind of accusations against your own children, your family, or you, an accusation with the same information you have that you've been giving out about someone else? How would you respond to that? See, your motive is obviously not pure. You have an agenda. It's not to help that person get right with God. You see, accusers, false accusers, is the Greek word diabolos. It's defined as one who accuses. Translated in our Bibles, the word is often translated diabolos, devils. Whoa, devil. The accuser of God's people is the devil. Devils are prominent in Christian lives when Christians are accusing others with only what looks like a fact, but they don't know it. Now, I've heard people make accusations. I told you earlier the man that somebody had, that when we were visiting the house, we thought, boy, this is not good. And it turned out it wasn't. But I've seen it of other people that those same kind of accusations were made, and they weren't true. All it did was bring about some hurt and pain and division. Now look, Jesus said of Satan that a house divided does not stand. That's why he did not cast out devils by the Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Why? Because a house divided does not stand. But as a devil, an accuser, he does want to divide the people of God because he hates God. He hates Jesus Christ. He hates that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.